On Wednesday nights, we're going to be talking about belief. And all of the lessons that are going to be coming from the book of John. Some 87 passages in the book of John have the word belief or believe or believing. 87 passages. I believe that God is attempting to make a point on how significant it is for us to believe. When we think about John 20, 30 and 31, and truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. When I was looking at that word believe and believing, same Greek word, and it literally means to be persuaded of or to place one's confidence in or to entrust one's faithfulness or loyalty towards. And one of the reasons why I wanted to start with John 20, 30, and 31, because this wraps up all of the good works and miracles that Jesus did. And one thing that God loves to do, he loves to leave himself evidence. He never leaves himself without witness. He always leaves evidence. So when Jesus would teach, he would perform a miracle, a wonder, or a sign. And we know that miracles were designed to confirm the word and the messenger. Well, when you think about verse number 31 again, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ. He's the Messiah, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. God desires for us to believe his Son. And most of the issues that we have as a people is belief. Sometimes we just don't believe. It could be because man has lied to us, or maybe we have lied and, well, we project that on others. Well, if I don't tell the truth, others don't. But we can never blame God for lying. God always tells us the truth. And Jesus always told the truth, and he always backed it up, either through a miracle, a wonder, or a sign. And the reason why we bring this up is because when we think about when did he do these things? He did it in the presence of his disciples. He didn't do it in some corner by himself. And so I want you to look at John 21, verses 24 and 25. John 21, 24 and 25. This is the disciple who testified of these things, John, and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, Brother Brian, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Isn't that beautiful? If everything that Jesus did was written in a book, man. So God is saying, I left you enough for you to believe him. This is enough. And you always have those people, especially in the world, in the religious world. Well, Jesus needs to come down and do this for me, and then I'll believe. He already done what he's going to do. This is it. Wow. as I was looking at this and thinking about this and been thinking about it for a couple of days, I'm like, God, you don't have to do any more. You've done enough. And then you think about the greatest miracle that could ever be performed is Jesus being raised from the dead. Hold on. Never to die again. Wow. The resurrection. Friends, people were being raised in the Old Testament. Jesus raised Lazarus, but he died again. God raised Jesus. He's still alive on the right hand of the throne of God. Wow. I tell you, if they wrote down everything that Jesus did, we wouldn't have enough books. So I say that to say this, because sometimes Mike Bonner has a problem with belief. Sometimes you have that problem. Just don't believe God. And sometimes, well, we can tell when we don't believe God because we do something contrary to the will of God. But then we believe God and we make that right. God is a good God. Do you believe him? Does Jesus have to do more? Does God have to do more? Or what we have written in the book of John 87 times, he did this for you to believe. Well, I have five questions that I want to ask. And I need you to answer them yourself. Number one, did God give us enough evidence for us to trust him? Number two, brethren, can we trust that it is only one way of being saved, and that is through Christ and his church? There are some members of the Lord's church that truly believe that denominationalism encapsulated with the church, well, all of them are part of that salvation system. No, sir. No, ma'am. It can't happen. There is only one system of religion, and Jesus Christ is the head of that system, and everyone has to obey him. No wonder he says, I'm the way. Can we trust that? Number three, is the written word of God sufficient for life and moral living? In other words, do we need more revelation from different types of literature? Perhaps the Quran, the Baptist manual, the creeds, and I can go on and on and on. Or is this which came forth from the mind of God, written down in words for us to read, obey, is it enough? I believe that some, even in the Lord's church, don't even believe that this is enough. That's why they're always looking for something else instead of the infallible, inerrant word of God. Number four, can we take the Bible to be true, or do we need more supernatural proof? Well, I just need him to perform this miracle, and if he does that, I'll believe. Well, if that's the case, then God should have just left Jesus in the grave. If the resurrection is not enough, I don't know what more we need. Finally, do you personally believe you have life in the name of Jesus Christ tonight? Do you believe that? Now, I made a statement. Sometimes, even myself, I have to have those talks with myself, like the prodigal son, like, boy, what's wrong with you? I'm talking to myself. Boy, what's wrong with you? Why are you even thinking like that? Why don't you just take God at his word? God has given all this evidence. He has always made it to come to fruition. Why doubt him now? Those are conversations I had with myself. Perhaps that will encourage you to have more conversations with yourself. And truly believe that, well, his word is true. And all of the miracles that he did and everything that he taught, if they put it in a book, we'll be packing books all the time. Ain't no telling what we'll need to be packing just to learn about the Lord. But he left us 66 books, enough for us to obey it. If you're not a child of God, we want you to believe. We want you to trust. And you can tell when you believe, because you put it into action. Do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God? Be willing to repent of your sins. Confess Christ to be Lord. And be buried in water for the remission of your sins. And God will do something amazing. He said, I'll wash away all of your sins. I'll add you to my son's church. And I just need you to do one thing. What is that? Be faithful. Well, what does that look like? Read my book and it will show you. Come to services and you will hear about it. Fellowship with the brethren and you'll see it in action. Wow. But maybe you're a child of God and you stop believing. You want to give up on things, give up on life, give up on family, give up on marriage, give up. You just want to give up. Stop. Believe the word of God. And one thing God has never done and he will never do, and that's lie. He always tells the truth as we stand and as we sing our Savior's invitation.